She is an author, a host, a producer, a podcaster, host of a wildly popular podcaster, and even a cartoonist. And I am just thrilled that she's agreed to stay up late with us and educate us about what shadow people are. Heidi, thanks so much for joining me on the radio.
I appreciate you reaching out. This is awesome.
Heidi, so let's begin from the beginning. Shadow people, it sounds ominous. It sounds scary. What exactly are shadow people?
Well, shadow people are, believe it or not, an entity that I discovered. I mean, I believe I'm the only person to discover, name, define, and even trademark two paranormal phenomena, shadow people and Hat Man, which
We're going to get to the Hat Man in a second, because that's pretty interesting. But so how did you discover shadow people, and what are they?
Well, it was something that I saw following a friend of mine, and apparently it's kind of like a contagion. It started following me as well. And it's what it is, shadow people are these things that can shapeshift to form anything from kind of something that looks like a man with its head directly connected to its shoulders, anywhere from 8 to 10 feet tall. But they could also be something as small as shadow spider looking things or streaks or clouds and or rodents. And what they do, one of their favorite pastime things to do, unfortunately, are to prey upon the fears of others. And so a lot of people will report feeling like a pressure on their chest and being unable to wake or move fully. And sometimes when these things get really close, you'll see glowing red eyes, which just adds to the horror and the terror of their presence. And people say, you know, it's a horror like you just can't even imagine. Just to see an absence of light is what it looks like to them. And they're often seen alongside of aliens, hauntings. It's such a strange phenomena. And their ultimate goal, I mean, it just seems to be to harass people. So many people, I've had thousands of people write me from around the world, and people will often describe having this this knowing, like, you know, like they're so full of fear, but when they let go of the fear, like these things are feeding on it. And when they just can't give any more fear, these things give up and go. But then oftentimes they seem to be the thing that's hanging around a heavily haunted place, and almost as if to hold souls in a certain location. So it's a really in-depth topic that, you know, when I first wrote the book in 1997 and finally put it out in 2001, you know, I didn't know how widespread this had already begun, but I was warned, I guess you could say, that this would become a worldwide phenomena. And the day that I went out and started talking about it and speaking at conferences and doing what I could on my own dime as a college kid, you know, just getting out of school and just knowing how important this was, I have been slammed with thousands of emails from around the globe ever since.
So in your own case, the observation that you had of the shadow people, you said it could take other shapes and it could look like a rodent or something else. How do you know if what's following you is a shadow person?
Well, it gives off this really haunting like feeling. You feel like you're being observed, and oftentimes people will see something off their peripheral vision, and they think, you know, what if there's a giant bat moving past me? You know, but there's nothing in their home, for crying out loud. And so people get this really the certain feeling of knowing something is there, something is wrong, and it feels very negative, and it feels very watchful or nosy even. So it's different from the presence of a ghost. And, you know, when I was first introducing this topic, you know, here's two topics nobody has ever heard of. And they're like, this lady's talking, you know, science fiction, you know, and I'm like, no, this is really, really something that's a phenomena that you won't know it until you see it for yourself. And these ghost hunters would write me and say, you know, that's just a shadow of a ghost. I'm like, you just wait. And then when they would meet one of these things, they are like, oh my, you know, I take it back. This is a lot more sinister. It's weird to say that you can feel the evil in these things, but you can.
So if someone thinks they have an ominous feeling or they see something following them and they wonder what it is, if the to determine whether it's a shadow person, I guess the best way to do that is to determine what sort of feeling you get when you're being followed by it.
That is one of the ways. But of course, the appearance, if you catch it in your peripheral vision and you turn your head, and your periphery vision is more sensitive to the differences between light and dark. So that's why a lot of times people will catch, you know, look like something walked past them or zipped by them and not see it when they look at it head on. But sometimes these things get really angry that you spotted them and they'll charge at you. So they could be quite aggressive. So there's definitely a distinction if you feel like something paranormal is going on. Like, why am I getting this weird feeling? And why was I pinned down on my bed, unable to move? And, the whole topic of sleep paralysis got popular all of a sudden when the topic of shadow people, when I introduced it out there to the world, they're trying to explain it away. Like, well, of course, you know, it's just a natural phenomenon that happens with your body at rest. And it's like your mind wakes up, but your body does not. And I'm like, nice try. Why are people all describing the same things? Which also goes into the topic of Hat Man. You know, you're going to see somebody looking like this in your room, or you're going to see glowing red-eyed creatures that are within an inch of your face and, you know, taunting you, absolutely taunting you, growling. The shadow people don't tend to talk. They can be, they can whisper things that are sometimes hard to understand, or they growl. So, yeah, you do know that you're dealing with something that is not human and not ever been human.
Wow. How many people, after you wrote your book and spoke out about this, and if people are just tuning in, we are talking with Heidi Hollis. She is an author, has written a number of books on this and other subjects. You could check out her website at HeidiHollis.com. That's HeidiHollis.com. How many people reached out to you and told you that they believed that they had encountered one of these shadow people?
Oh my gosh. The first time I hit a major radio show, I had thousands and thousands piling in. You know, back then it was AOL. And if you didn't save your emails when you open it, they deleted. Mm. So it just kept pouring in and I couldn't save them fast enough. So by that first night, I would say well over 5,000, and, you know, that was in 02, and I've been having thousands and thousands ever since. So I've had everything from priests reaching out to me, to nuns, to superstars, to doctors, to psychiatrists, and, you know, all saying, what do I do? You know, what is going on here? And, you know, I just it's such a strange thing. You know, I have a hard time putting it out there to the world to say this is a real thing. I totally stepped aside from my career. I'm an occupational therapist where I focus on patients who have psychological and cognitive dysfunction to try to help them to become more independent. And to step aside from my career fresh out of college, knowing how important this topic was going to be to the world, and to be poo-pooed. And I'm African-American, you know, and it's like, who's this brown chick going around, coming to our conferences, you know, saying, hey, look out, this is about to be a major problem. And then to have this, you know, turn out the way that it has. And, you know, I'll tell you too, like a lot of people are like, well, why trademark it? And I trademarked both of these things more recently because I received so many emails from people saying, well, your film or your TV show, it didn't match your book. I'm like, I don't have a single TV show or film out there. Little did I know that people were grabbing my material and putting it out there to the world and causing harm. And I have children who will write me. You know, they're not always just playing games on your cell phones. I'll put it out there to you guys because they will tell me, you know, my mom thinks I'm crazy. I'm 8 years old. I'm like, what is going on here? You know, it's out of control. And yeah, the pandemic has made it worse.
Yeah, I saw a video that you had done on that. I want to ask you about that. But first, mm-hmm, I want to ask you your best guess as to what these creatures or entities are. What do you think they are?
Well, interesting enough, it's not even an opinion. It's something that I was I had an experience with a college roommate that it kind of explained to us what was happening, you know, because my place was just overrun with these things and we're both witnessing it. And she, who was a very, very religious person, just thought anything out of the ordinary is demonic, you know, just keep it away from me. But she had an encounter with a non-human looking thing. And it essentially, long story short, expressed to her, to myself, through her to me, saying that these things were essentially a demonic type creature, and that this was not the first planet that this has happened to, and they've infiltrated and they influence. And it's kind of like, you know, it's really not a whole lot more different than what has been expressed in a lot of different religions, you know, having something negative sitting on your shoulder, whispering in your ear, saying, you know, do this versus that, and pulling your strings. And, you know, just it's so strange, but they possess, they oppress, and they depress people, and then possess people to do horrible things. And, you know, if I hadn't experienced some of the stuff that I had alongside of people who could confirm, oh my gosh, yes, I saw that too, you know, I would have thought, like, you know, I grew up in a haunted house, and I would have just like chalked it up to another weird experience. But, you know, there was no way to deny getting the information that I did, which is why I felt so urgent to take it upon myself to step out there to the world using my real name, because a lot of people who get into these fields don't want to be ridiculed. So they'll use their middle name or something. And I'm like, no, I got to stand by what it is that I feel to be, you know, a very real threat to the human condition. And, you know, lo and behold, it's been tragic. It's been tragic. And it breaks my heart. I mean, I'm one person reading all these emails, trying to respond, which is what I do on my podcast. And, you know, I find it's easier to, I tell people to go to shadowfolks.com, and I cover so many different topics, you know, and I try to just give an honest to goodness explanation or insight about why people experience everything from angels to aliens, shadow people to Hat Man. And, you know, just to keep it on the level, because, you know, people say, ooh, that's spooky, that's weird stuff. You know, I don't try to scare people. I want people to have a conversation about this stuff and keep it real, because I know how to clear a room when I want to, but people are more comfortable when you're yourself expressing, this is real, this is what happened to me, and I'm just going to be honest with you, as painfully honest as I can, because that's the way humans get by, being humanly flawed with a sense of humor and, you know, shed some light on this stuff.
Now, Heidi, in terms of when you see one of these, even if it's your peripheral vision or whatever, can they be photographed? Have you had any luck photographing or getting on video one of these shadow people?
Personally, I don't aim to try to, but I've had several sent to me over the years. Yes, they are seen. They've been captured quite clearly, and absolutely horrific and just bone chilling every single time people report having caught something like that. And yeah, very, very disturbing.
So if people experience one of these things and they want to reach out to you to share their story or get advice, the best way to do that is to go to shadowpeople.com?
Shadowfolks.com.
Shadowfolks.com, yes.
Yeah, and again, it's all about just keeping it real, you know, having people vent or comment or even share their own research about whatever it is that they've experienced or looked into. I mean, you know, I'm hoping to change this pattern of, you know, well, that's those weird people that talk about this. It's like, no, I mean, this is, it's a shame that I get emails from everywhere from Japan to Australia, and they're asking me and telling me things that they can't roll over in bed and talk to their spouse about or go to work. You know, sometimes these people fight for their lives. They feel like they've fought for their lives, have to get out of bed and pretend like nothing ever happened. And they're terrified to sleep. And they're just begging for relief. And that's another thing I try to do. And I'm not a psychic or a guru. I try to tell them how they can protect themselves and, you know, and also give them confidence to know that these oftentimes shadow people will come at night. Not always, of course. They could come in broad daylight. That's how I first saw one. But they really love to get a person when they're down.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. That actually is the subject of a question from one listener, Joe in Queens. Joe, you're on with Heidi Hollis.
Yeah, Heidi. Yeah. You said they could come during the day. Would they be as blatant as mixing in with a crowd, say, at the beach? Would they be that conspicuous and that? Yeah.
Yeah, they have been, actually. People have caught them. It's not as easy always to spot these things, but they don't like that one person in the crowd who does spot them, and that's why they'll often charge that person. So not everybody is absolutely able to see them as clearly as the next. And but it should give people confidence to know when they do go at you that you're somebody special, somebody a little different. A little gifted is the word, or even creative to be able to spot them. So people think, oh my gosh, you know, I must have done something awful to have this demonic thing come at me. I'm like, no, it tells me actually the opposite usually. So yeah, but there's also people who say, well, I was on drugs, I was drunk. Things like that do attract these things as well, or even being sick or mentally ill or depressed. And I mean, these things do get attracted for different reasons. And sometimes it takes, for me, when I'm interviewing the folks to find out better what was going on in their situation, why a certain type showed up or a certain situation or experience happened.
Well, that's pretty interesting, Heidi. Now, before I let you go, and there's so many fascinating things that I could talk with you about, I hope you'll come back. I have to ask you about another subject that you've explored a great deal, the Hat Man. Who or what is the Hat Man?
The Hat Man is more than explored. I also named, defined, and discovered him as well. And he is this guy that shows up usually wearing a three-piece suit. He could have a gaucho hat to a top hat. It could be he could wear a cape to a trench coat. Sometimes people can see his skin, and if they do, his eyes are solid black. Other times, if he's like in his shadow form, they'll see his eyes are glowing red. And he likes to talk. He loves to talk. He loves to laugh. When he smiles, it's very much like the Joker that goes ear to ear, and his teeth are like Pennywise from It. I mean, just the most horrific thing that you can imagine. And people say, even if they meet him one time in their lifetime, they fear the day he ever returns. And other people have seen him nightly, and he just taunts them. And he will tell you he is the devil himself. He will tell you that.
Have you ever seen the Hat Man?
Unfortunately, yes. When I wrote my book, The Hat Man, the other book, by the way, is called The Secret War. But my second book on The Hat Man, oh my goodness, yes. I was just about to put that book out when he started to make his presence known. He went after my patient twice, 2 days in a row. He came at me in my home. And, you know, was it 2 weeks after I published my book on him, that attack with those two little girls, the 12-year-olds, the Slender Man attack in Wisconsin. So two little girls stabbed another 12-year-old girl. And they said the Slender Man wanted them to do this. Now, Slender Man is, of course, a straight take from the Hat Man phenomena that I put out there. And this took place a 15-minute drive from my family's home in Wisconsin. And I'm like, you know, he was giving me messages straight out several times just before I put that book out and then after. So I took it really personal when it happened again. And I just, with him, there's no coincidences. But Hat Man phenomena has taken over my email, my inbox. He is through the roof. And to say that the percentage of the increase is just phenomenal. And during the pandemic, it's just multiplying and multiplying. And he is so sinister. And he is the one that controls the shadow people. So they're kind of like his minions, if I could give him a title. Mm. But he also kind of rides over this other entity that's a Grim Reaper-looking thing. There's a hooded creature with glowing red eyes that are perfectly round. There's the old hag syndrome. He's also been seen alongside of them, and then, of course, seen right alongside of aliens. So he is really versatile, disgusting, and he does the worst things. He bites, he scratches, he punches, he kicks. He takes his fist. Now, this is really a horrible thing. So when people see him, he does the whole thing with the paralysis and all this stuff, but he could be seen in broad daylight as well. And but it, just like shadow people, they're kind of cowardice, and they come when your guard is down and you're sleeping at night. So that says something about the human potential. Like, why can't you take me on for who I am? No, they like to come like a thief in the night. And so he paralyzes people and gets within an inch of their face. And when people are just screaming, can't take it anymore, and they just give up, like, kill me already type of thing, he takes his fist and he punches it through their chest and rips their soul out and throws them to the floor. And sometimes they get away. Other times he's like dragging them laughing, like, now I have you, now you're going to work for me type of thing. But when, you know, of course, I don't hear from the people he keeps pulling wherever he's taking them, but the people that get back to their bodies, and they're like, what do I do to keep him away? And that's the important thing. You know, it's not always important to know why he's there or why shadow people come, but more how to keep them away.
We've been talking with Heidi Hollis. In the final minute that we have here, Heidi, tell me why you think we've seen such an uptick in paranormal activity of all sorts in the midst of the pandemic.
Oh, well, people are losing their jobs. They're sick. They're ill. They're dying. They're being evicted. So there's a lot of negativity out there. So this is just exploding out there to attract anything that's negative. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that anything out of the ordinary that has a bad influence is creeping around having a good time right now. And that just shows that we have to keep the faith, keep more positive, and, you know, show these things the door.
Well said. Heidi Hollis, you can check out her books. She's written about the shadow people. She's written about a number of different things. You could check out her YouTube channel. Just search Heidi Hollis. The website is HeidiHollis.com. Heidi, I hope we can chat again soon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. This was great.
Thank you.